Here we are at the beautiful St. Andrew's and St. Peter's Church in Blowfield. Look out for the tomb of my grandson, Clement of Barningham, who died on the 25th of July, 1662. His son, also named Edward, has some Paston letters in his own right, available at the Norfolk Records Office, for the curious. His first wife was sadly to die in childbirth while quite young. Seek out her tomb, as her grieving husband arranged for the poet laureate, John Dryden, to write a moving poem to her, which can still be seen on her tomb on the floor of the chancel.
So fair, so young, so innocent, so sweet, so ripe a judgment and so rare a wit, require at least an age in one to meet. In her they met, but long they could not stay. 'Twas gold too fine to fix without allay. Her maker's image was so well expressed, the sight of her upbraided all the rest. Too justly severed from an age like this. Now she's removed. The world is off a piece.
There are strong connections between the Pastons and Dryden, who is also a Catholic. Indeed, John Dryden penned another memorial for when you enter the chapel. Check out the monument dedicated to me on the north wall of the chancel. Please, explore the church. Press pause, and I'll meet you here.